This is Going Public. I'm Dean Woods. Southeast Health recently announced plans for a major expansion at its West Campus located on South Mount Auburn Road in Cape Girardeau. I'm joined now by Ken Bateman. He's CEO of Southeast Health. He's here to give us all the details about the project. Ken, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Dan, for having me on. I appreciate it.
So tell us about the expansion and why you're doing it now.
Okay. Well, the expansion is it's a three-phase expansion. We actually started the design of this expansion back in the early part of 2019. With COVID, it got pushed back a little bit, but it's a three-phase expansion. The first phase of the project, which was the $30 million behavioral health hospital that we recently opened in the latter part of March, that facility is now open, and we're opening that in sections or in various units. So the first unit that opened the tail end of March is already running consistently full, so probably sometime this summer we'll go to the second unit of that. So phase one was the behavioral health hospital. Phase two includes about a $75 million investment in various construction projects. So one of those projects is a $25 million orthopedic and sports medicine center, as well as a women's integrated health service facility. So that facility is about 70,000 square feet. And again, that portion is about $25 million. But also in that $75 million phase, we're going to do some major renovations at the hospital main campus. So we're going to do a total renovation for our emergency department, as well as we're going to do some major upgrades to a lot of our inpatient units, our lobby, and several of the common areas. And then the third phase is we're planning a phase for an ambulatory surgery center also out at our West Campus out on Mount Auburn Road. So that that phase right now is in the design phase. It's about a $20 million center, and that will have various surgical suites that would include orthopedics, general surgery, women's health, et cetera. So phase one is complete. Phase two, we plan on getting started this summer. And then phase three is still wrapping up the design phase. The why now is behavioral health. We saw the increase in the need for behavioral health about 2 to 3 years ago. We did not anticipate the demand that's come out of COVID. And so, again, as soon as we opened the facility, it's already filling up. So there's a great need for behavioral health services. Also, that facility has the ability to admit adolescents. There are very few facilities in the state of Missouri that can accept adolescent children. So this is one of those facilities. So that's a great asset to this community. Our orthopedic sports medicine program has just exploded since we started our own orthopedic group back in 2019. And we're actually adding an additional hand surgeon and pediatric orthopedist this summer. And quite honestly, we're already out of space. So that facility can't get built fast enough. And then a lot of our surgeries are moving to an outpatient setting, which is why we're in the design phase for an ambulatory surgery center. Gives you an overview.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to ask you, Ken, is why the explosive growth in orthopedics and sports medicine, as you've noted? Why is it getting so big all of a sudden?
Well, part of it is the team that we've assembled. Dr. McPheron, who is our chief of orthopedic surgery, he is just a phenomenal surgeon. He's a sports medicine fellowship trained in sports medicine and orthopedics. And he came out of the North Carolina Asheville market. He was formerly a team physician for Virginia Tech. So his background is sports medicine, but he's assembled a great team around him. Dr. Baker came out of Mercy Health, a well-regarded surgeon, and Dr. Charity Jacobs. She's one of the few female orthopedic physicians that are in this market south of St. Louis. Again, great pedigree. She went to medical school at Dartmouth, did a fellowship in reconstructive surgery at NYU in Manhattan. So again, he's assembled a great team, and now he's adding a hand surgeon and a pediatric orthopedist. So there's a lot of demand for orthopedic care, and our sports medicine program itself has also been well received in the area. Mm.
How is this expansion being funded?
Some of it, the behavioral health, we're partnered with an organization called Universal Health Services. So we're partnered with them. We funded our investment in that out of our cash. The phase two of this project is being funded partially out of bond proceeds and partially, again, out of our operating cash. So we just recently issued $65 million of bonds last week, and so that's going to partially fund some of this project as well.
So are construction costs a concern right now? We know they're all higher for everything else. Is that something y'all are worried about or factoring into your planning?
It is somewhat concerning because the cost of material has certainly gone up recently. You know, you can never time these things because, as I mentioned, we started planning in 19. A lot of times you just have to take the market that you get. But that being said, we did build some additional financing in to handle some price increases. But also our interest was extremely lower than what we had anticipated on our bonds. We were anticipating being in the 3.75 to 4% range, and we ended up at 3.2%. So over the life of those bonds, we'll have a substantial savings on interest rate. So to answer your question, we're concerned about cost, but we timed the market great in terms of low interest rates.
So what do you think this means for the local economy? I can't imagine the impact. It's going to be pretty big, I would imagine.
It is. The Behavioral Health Center, when that's fully open, that will staff about 200 employees into that facility. And when we open our orthopedic and women's services, that will probably add about another 100 positions or employees into that facility. Most of those positions will be professional-level positions, so they'll be higher-paying jobs. But between the construction economic activity, which translates into restaurants and other activity, and the employees, it will generate quite a bit of sales tax, people buying homes. At this point, we've quantified the behavioral health as having about a $20 million impact of building that facility to the local economy. And we're anticipating about 100 jobs into this this other new facility that we're under construction to build currently.
So whenever you decide you're going to add on or build and add more services, how do you figure out what services to add? Do you do surveys or look at national data? How do you figure that part of the puzzle out?
Well, some of it is just looking at our trends in current volume. So, for example, orthopedics, our volume last year, 2020, was up 31% over 2019, and that was in the middle of a pandemic, and we're adding surgeons. So some of the projects are basically predicated on just growing volume. Others, like women's services, what we're going to do for that facility and orthopedics is we're building in what we call flex suites. And so we're going to survey the community, and we're going to do focus groups in the community to find out what does the community tell us that they would like to see as a service in that facility as well. So we're going to have some core services, such as we're going to move our OB and GYN services into that building. We'll move our breast center into that facility, and we'll move some other programs. But then we've also built in some flex space so that if we want to have certain specialists, perhaps for a day or two a week, we don't have to dedicate a total unit entirely to that service if it's not required for a full week of service. But we want to have the flexibility to bring in different specialists, different providers, covering different topics, different areas. And so, again, that's why we're building in flex suites to basically hear from the community through surveys and focus groups, mm-hmm. and then translate that into, all right, now we need space to put these physicians to see those patients.
So as we wrap up here, when do you suspect to have, what's your timeline to have everything completed, all the projects completed?
Well, phase one is done. Phase two is about a 2 to 3 year window. We anticipate the construction of our West Campus Orthopedics Women's Services. That'll start in probably the middle of the summer, and that's about an 18-month construction project. Mm-hmm. The hospital main campus, because you can only take one hospital unit out at a time because you got to move those patients somewhere else, right. That'll be about a 3-year window to complete all the renovations of our hospital units. And then the ambulatory surgery center will probably be about 4 years out. So it'll probably take us 4 years from start to finish.
Big projects.
It's a big project, but we think it's exciting. We hope that we can meet the needs of this community and bring services that they don't have, and we're just looking forward to getting these continued on their way.
Yeah. Ken Bateman is the CEO of Southeast Health. Ken, thanks for spending time with us today.
Well, thanks, Dan, for having me.